Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ossie Blanco. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Sid O'Brien. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chuck Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting third. The left fielder, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bob Oliver. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Joe Keough. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Luis Alcaraz. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Hernandez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ellie Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Drago. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dick Drago. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is hit by the pitch. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Alcaraz fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ossie Blanco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanco hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Brinkman and he is safe. Kelly steals second. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw takes first base on ball 4. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into right field. Williams picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Williams. Kelly scores. Shaw moves to third. Kirkpatrick moves to second. It's 1-0, Royals. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Shaw tags and scores. Kirkpatrick tags and moves to third. One out. It's 2-0, Royals. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is walked intentionally. Luis Alcaraz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alcaraz hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats O'Brien for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry takes first base on ball four. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Drago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drago hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blanco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kelly for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan strikes out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Williams hits a line drive into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's White Sox, 2, Royals, 2. Ossie Blanco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanco is 0-for-1 in the game. Blanco hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Shaw hits a fly ball towards left. McCraw settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on McCraw. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shaw goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Royals. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kirkpatrick moves to second. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Keough hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Oliver moves to second. Two outs. Luis Alcaraz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alcaraz is 0-for-1 in the game. Alcaraz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drago fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Brien hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes O'Brien. The throw from Rodriguez and he is out, Alcaraz applying the tag. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Berry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez takes first base on ball 4. Dick Drago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drago is 0 for 1 in the game. Drago bunts towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. Rodriguez moves to second. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Horland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horland is 0 for 1 in the game. Horland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Horland moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Kirkpatrick is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Oliver hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Royals. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blanco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Keough for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Aussie Blanco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanco is 0 for 2 in the game. Blanco hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. O'Brien hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Luis Alcaraz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alcaraz is 0 for 2 in the game. Alcaraz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Hernandez hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Brinkman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Gale Hopkins pinch hits for Ken Berry. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Keough. Hopkins reaches second base with a double. Ed Hermann pinch hits for Chuck Brinkman. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann takes first base on ball 4. John Matthias pinch hits for Joe Horlin. John Matthias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthias strikes out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Gale Hopkins now playing first base. Tommy McCraw now playing center field. Ossie Blanco now playing left field. Ed Hermann now catching. John M. Dick Drago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drago is 0 for 1 in the game. Drago is called out on strikes. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Shaw hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Matthias. Shaw reaches second base with a double. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. McCraw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aussie Blanco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanco is 0 for 3 in the game. Blanco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alcaraz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McGraw moves to second. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 3 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McGraw scores. It's 4-3, Royals. Mo Drabowski now pitching. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alcaraz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Keough bunts towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Oliver moves to second. One out. Luis Alcaraz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alcaraz is 0 for 3 in the game. Alcaraz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 3 in the game. Hernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alcaraz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buddy Bradford pinch runs for Ed Hermann. John Matthias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthias is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthias hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alcaraz fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Carlos May pinch hits for Danny Murphy. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. The game is over. The final score. Kansas City Royals, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.